He actually said, and I quote, "The question on everyone's mind, what sort of unforeseen terror is lurking beneath the surface of the brackish waters?"
That was on everyone's mind.
And, you know, if this was a Universal International picture from 1957, or a, possibly a William Castle production from the 60s, maybe we, you know, maybe they could have even had a, like a fucking tingler thing on our seats, wired to our seats, where every time that the fucking, you know, you saw a snake in the swamp, you felt something bite you or whatever. That'd be a William Castle fucking gimmick, because there wasn't anything to do with wrestling in this. It's all movies. They're frustrated fucking movie actors, movie writers, movie producers. And now we know why they're frustrated, because they're not any fucking good at it.
Okay, put your phones on, man.
Girl, I can't understand it. Why you wanna hurt me?
With Bray Wyatt in a rocker rocking in the middle of the swamp when Braun Strowman pulls up in his SUV, and I hope it's not a rental because it voids your insurance if you're driving in the swamp. At least it hurts. Braun Strowman says, "I'm home," and then the lights go out. The lights go out in a swamp. That happens to me all the time whenever I go down to the swamp. The lights went out, and when the lights came back on, Bray Wyatt had disappeared.
Moped! Ah! Yes. This is the future, and we're wearing new shoes. Touch my bum. It is nice. lose it. Oh, on the floor like a mad crazy. Okay.
Right then, I was going to invoke the teleportation rule. But I thought, okay, I'm not going to, because first off, we're not supposed to take this seriously. This is wrestling, supposed to be silly and fun. And secondly, he didn't actually teleport. The lights were out. He could have gotten up and walked off. We'll just discuss the loophole of how the lights got turned off in a swamp at a later date.
Yo, I'm not a slave, even though at this point I don't happen to get paid, but I'm not afraid. My brain's got a firewall. I can get tired, y'all, getting on the balls when you try to front and act like I'm not intelligent. Tell me that my rap sucks. You about to get smacked up with a whole lot of intellect. Intercept your mental capacity, cause I get blasted off trees, and then I blast MCs. I'm like Plaid, I'm not for threes, cause I'm that type of style that is so boring. When I'm on a mic, microphone, y'all is snoring. Everybody wants to rap louder, like the bitches want their clam chowder. Even though I could rap better, I still let them do their thing, because I know what I'm doing and I'm gonna make it rain. Like without the dollar bills, holler if you got the skills, cause yo, I still got a lot of bills and they coming by the bunches, probably owe about 10 stacks. That's why I'm a friend to the rap, and I snap like a dragon like Spiro, eat you like a year bro. 3 in the morning, Mr. Greek VIP, they know me. By the time I pay, I've already got got my number one thoughts only on the side. I'm away, and I even drink water now, cause I don't need no soda. I just meditate like Yoda. My flow is so original that when I'm on a microphone, I'm indivisible. So don't try to divide and conquer, you'll get defeated like a sport. Cause I could do this shit in jean shorts and sandals, but you'll never catch me dressed like that, cause I got a fresh presentation when I craft the rap. No crap, I used to do a lot of smack, so I'm still dope on top of this track. Like I know the meaning of the word 73 different ways. My mind is like the sunshine per day, cleaning up the shit, hitting the table, kicking the fable. But I ain't rocking like Aesop, you can understand me. I don't throw underhand, G, if it hits you in the face, well you need quicker reflexes in the place, like your record labels. Jim is coming through ready, willing and able, and that's why he stands with a ton of skills, like he's sequencing tracks. He's a delinquent with the rap, but now he extinguishes that crap. The cunning linguist on the zone, give him a microphone and a bone, he's prone to go off the dome. Like he don't got a home, or maybe not in a year. He drinks a lot of beer, but before then he'll blow up. Competition throw up. When I'm on a microphone, everyone's hands go up, so I can smell they nasty underarms, cause I got a lot of charm. And Paul Barman, yo, I gotta say that your name rhymes with Charmin, so God struck you down. When I come on the microphone, I'm no clown. And if I was, I'd be John Wayne's Gacy, cause yo, I'd be like clown faced in a suit, like rapping about some real shit, just to put it on its ass. I got a lot of class, I'm not down with the clown. I like Redman, you homos. Yo, y'all bitches see your rap career what Yoko Ono is. That's why you wanna play house, but I stayed out and now I'm that mouse. I'm going through the tunnels, chilling in the walls, don't even know me. The one and only Cynic Elliptical, see you next Tuesday. Don't do the games that you play. Yo, who's gonna come today and try and challenge? I always wanna show the talents. Thanks for AC alone for the balance, he taught me a lot. Now I come into the spot and I show you that I'm hot, like the fire extinguisher, cause you can't bring this nerd to his knees. He's got too many skills and he'll learn to be an MC. Formal, like rocking shows, writing tracks, cause yo, even though his flow is crap, when he tries to say too much then he's fighting off. But when he comes off the top of the dome, he's not afraid, and he's prone to just say what needs to be said. Off the top of the head, butter to the bread, never ever stutter. Red hot lover with about 8 inches, and I'm not like a Grinch, I ain't here to steal Christmas. In fact, I'll make your holiday with my Christmas trees.
So then they start the spooky music and the movie fight. And during them fighting, it cut to a clip of Bray Wyatt in the funhouse cheering Braun Strowman on while Bray Wyatt was fighting Braun Strowman in the swamp. And then Braun Strowman, I'm not making this up, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, am I lying about any of this?
No, you're telling the truth about exactly what sort of garbage we saw.
Okay, Braun Strowman gets hit from behind by a shovel and goes down and looks up and he sees who hit him. Brian, you don't have to guess because you saw it, but just for the sake of me saying this for the people that may not have seen this fucking four-finger stinker, this goddamn back alley abortion of a wrestling program, who hit Braun Strowman? Guess who hit Braun Strowman, folks? I'll tell you who hit Braun Strowman.
Queen Baby was promised a flower in the last track. Queen Baby gets a flower.
Take that, motherfucker!
Jumping out the clown car with the big grin, hoping that I sound large for the unique win. Fuck Charles, I'm in charge, E-Messiah's speaking. Haters tweaking, snarl, and build their rage. Meanwhile, my hot Carl clown game fills the page with distilled rage that I'm still paid less than famous brainless anus pets. Hey, let's bless this track with Mets, baby. Number 34, Thor, dropping sliders at your back door. I'm a rider who tracks more than your average everyday town whore. Rap lore hemorrhaging more game than an old TV. Y'all couldn't see me with the squeegee. You're Luigi, expecting favors when you're the second player in a game of America's Next Top Resident Savior. Heaven sent in a laser in the form of me to peep decadent behavior and warm MCs. They should be expecting a new neighbor, a swarm of bees that'll ding dong and sting their songs with penicillin. Cause if y'all are a trap, Admiral Akbar's pen is willing to get on that crap and extend friendship to finish the Mortal Kombat. Bomb raps like their name was Dresden. Mom snaps like she can't believe how you're dressing. I'm a wordsmith, and you know that goes with Wesson. Got luck, I'm the game show that's always pressing and stressing. Like I'm sweating a whammy in my pursuit of the best piece of fanny that takes care of me like a nanny and deserves a Grammy for getting me singing a song of sixpence that's akin to taking a whiz on the electric fence. To cut the suspense in the crap, I got a secret weapon. Take a chance on Chicago's new acid rap and peep the blessing. This story's villainous Iago is a little tramp who says, let's dance and you'll be back. Like even if you're on Ghoul, you'll be tagged by a new sort of Cadillac Newport. Take a drag, cause old girl fucks with me, not you fake-ass fags. That's why when she rudely greets you like Osama, all who's your mommy, know she's backed by Supreme Pizza, comma, Lou Malnati's. The legendary model fucker. Y'all just assumed it was plural cause he ain't metal girl. She'll chop your life up and make it a mural. So be mellow, even though you're doom thugs. Cause hello, she's June bug like the terrace. And she's got a knack for leaving dudes embarrassed like me. When she routinely outranks my parents.
And that's a shoulder. You better get these motherfuckers. Hey, man, what's up, nigga? You motherfucker! Take that, motherfucker!
Braun Strowman hit Braun Strowman. He looks up and sees Braun Strowman with the shovel because of... He's a mental goddamn case. I don't know why, because... And right then, I couldn't find the remote. And I got to see that Braun Strowman woke up after being knocked out with the shovel, chained to a chair in a cabin. Or as New Jack once said, chained in the bowels of a slave ship. Braun Strowman was chained to a chair in a log cabin. And that's when I said, I'm done. Fuck these guys. Fuck these alleged writers. Fuck this whole company. This would have made me ashamed to ever be a part of wrestling, but this isn't wrestling. So I'm not ashamed to have ever been a part of wrestling. I would have been ashamed to ever be a part of whatever the fuck these people just did. And they should be ashamed to call themselves wrestlers. But it didn't make me ashamed of wrestling because there was no aspect of wrestling involved in this. If Vince likes it, he needs to take that cognitive test that old fucking President Pigshit has taken, where he can identify the elephant from the donkey. Or if Bruce was in favor of this, I think he's been to rehab before. Somebody needs to fucking check and see if Bruce has fallen off the wagon. Or potentially, it may be that you know, he's had bad health. Maybe he's on some kind of heart medicine that's causing him to have psychotic episodes. Maybe he's on that hydrochloroquine.